This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. Like it or not, a lot of us who can are still working at home. The Labor Department somewhat quaintly calls it teleworking. And in December, more than 11% of workers did so at some point because of the pandemic. Now that working from home is much more widely accepted, possibly even required, more and more people are choosing where they want that home to be. And for some people, that means choosing to live in places they feel are safer from the impacts of climate change. Minnesota Public Radio's Dan Crocker reports on how a somewhat unlikely city has become a destination for some climate migrants.
Jamie Alexander says she'll never forget the campfire. In 2018, the wildfire killed 85 people in Northern California, burned thousands of homes, and filled the air with thick smoke.
The air quality in San Francisco was like in the hazardous category for 2 weeks straight and just had considerable health impacts on my kids.
So when the pandemic hit in 2020 and another bad wildfire season was forecast, Alexander's family hopped in their camper van and headed for Minnesota. They landed in Duluth, on the shore of Lake Superior, where at first they just intended to ride out the summer.
We just fell in love with it here. And 2020 in California was so horrible for the air quality.
So they decided to make the move permanent. They bought a house in Duluth right on Lake Superior.
I did get into paddleboarding this summer, which is not something I ever expected I would do, but it's pretty amazing.
Alexander is one of several people who have moved to Duluth in the past few years, at least in part because of climate change. Jesse Keenan researches climate migration at Tulane University. A couple of years ago, he identified Duluth as an ideal landing spot for people like Alexander. He says as climate conditions worsen, more people will leave places like California for places with more moderate climates, especially now that remote work is more accepted.
There is a cohort of Americans who have the means, the resources, and they have the elective mobility to be on the move.
But when Keenan first came to Duluth to discuss his idea, locals were skeptical. Real estate agent Karen Pagel-Gernt remembers when she first heard about it. It was in the middle of winter, and it was 20 below zero.
And so to me, the whole idea of climate migration for folks coming here, it kind of made me laugh.
But then people started calling. She's since worked with clients from around the country who cite climate change as one of the reasons for choosing Duluth, a small city of about 86,000 people. There isn't any data to show how many of those people there actually are. But Adam Fulton, who directs planning and economic development for the city, says more telecommuters are working from Duluth. And there are lots of anecdotal stories about people moving from out of state.
We are hearing that there are multiple offers coming in, sight unseen, for properties that, you know, previously might have sat on the market.
Which raises a potential problem for places like Duluth. Like many cities, there's a shortage of affordable housing here. The median price of a house rose 10% in the past year to $240,000. Fulton says the city is working to add a greater variety of housing options for newcomers and locals. People say they factor in climate change when deciding where to move, according to the online real estate site Redfin, but a lot of them still end up moving to places like Florida and Arizona that are facing severe climate impacts, says Redfin economist Daryl Fairweather.
I think it's mostly just a select group of people who are, maybe they're the ones who've been personally impacted by climate change that are making the move based on that decision.
And there isn't anywhere totally immune to the effects of climate change. Last summer, wildfires burning in Canada blanketed Minnesota with smoke. Still, Doug Coma, who moved to Duluth 2 years ago from Northern California after dealing with wildfires and flooding, says he knows several other Californians also considering a move here.
I think Duluth as a climate migration hub is already a thing. I think we're just starting to recognize it. And I think 2, 3, 5 years from now, it's going to be what Duluth will likely be known for.
But for prospective migrants, Coma offers a warning. Winters in Duluth are still long and still cold. In Duluth, I'm Dan Crocker for Marketplace.